From NPR News, this is Day to Day. High gas prices got you down? Well, Chrysler says it's here to help. Of course, you have to buy a car first. The car company unveiled a new incentive today. It's offering buyers a prepaid gas card that lets them cap gas prices at $2.99 a gallon for 3 years. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is here now. And Nancy, explain how this would work.
Well, the customer gets a gas card from Chrysler, as you said, after buying a brand new Chrysler vehicle. You take the card, you swipe it at the pump, and you fill up. Now, the Chrysler fuel card is tied to your credit card, but your card is only charged $2.99 a gallon, no matter how expensive the gas is, and Chrysler picks up the difference.
Well, I guess Chrysler is thinking that this is a good deal for the company, right?
Yeah, it could be. Of the big three American automakers, Chrysler is the most dependent on sales of large vehicles. And this gas card incentive is skewed toward buyers of those vehicles, although the biggest gas guzzlers are not eligible. Chrysler doesn't want to break the bank. Also, buyers of more fuel-efficient cars aren't eligible. Chrysler clearly wants to sell its mainline SUVs and pickups. I spoke with Morningstar auto industry analyst David Whiston today about this, and he says 70% of Chrysler's sales come from trucks and SUVs. And with gas prices climbing, sales of those gas guzzlers are plummeting.
When you look at the sales numbers every month, Chrysler is just by far the worst off, and they need to do something to stop the bleeding. So the gas program is their latest idea.
And Nancy, how likely is this incentive to stop the bleeding? Will buyers bite?
Maybe. Consumers are awfully worried about the economy, as we know. Some of them have slapped their wallets shut, and you'll need a crowbar to open them back up. I spoke to another analyst, Rebecca Lindland of Global Insight, and she says consumers are so depressed right now, Madeline, they're not even enjoying car shopping.
It's not fun anymore if you don't have any money. So a deal like this may bring people that are already car shopping into the Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep showrooms. Is it going to bring new people into the showroom? Probably not.
And Madeline, consumers who read the fine print are going to see that this gas card offer is only good for the first 3 years you own the vehicle or the first 12,000 miles you drive. And a lot of people drive 20,000 miles a year or more.
And what about other automakers? Would they try this out themselves?
Well, it's not too likely. This is a bit of a gamble, actually, for Chrysler, and Chrysler won't estimate how much this program is going to cost because it depends on the price of the gas. If gas prices go up substantially, Chrysler will be on the hook for paying out a lot at the pump.
Thank you, Nancy. That's Nancy Marshall-Genzer of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.